friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Venezuelan striker Joseph Martinez of Atlanta United FC has been named the most valuable player in Major League Soccer after setting a new single-season scoring record. The 25-year-old Martinez scored 31 goals in 34 matches, bettering the previous mark of 27 goals with 2 months left in the regular season. Now, Martinez has also been productive in the postseason. He has 3 goals in 4 matches and helped lead Atlanta to the MLS Cup final on Saturday against the Portland Timbers. Martinez received almost 48% of the MVP votes from players, club representatives, and supporters. His Paraguayan teammate on Atlanta, Miguel Almirón, was second in the voting with 15%, and Los Angeles Galaxy star Zlatan Ibrahimovic was next at 11.6%. Getting back to Saturday's MLS Cup final, a sellout crowd of more than 70,000 is expected at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. In just 2 seasons in MLS, Atlanta United FC has quickly proven to be the league's best supported team, setting several attendance records. The team plays its home games at the same stadium as the Atlanta Falcons in the National Football League. Joining us now with an update on the NFL season is my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson.
It's week 14 of the 17-week NFL schedule, meaning there's still more than a month to go from now until the playoffs actually begin. In the National Football Conference, the Los Angeles Rams enjoy the league's best record at 11-1 and top the West Division. The North is led by the Chicago Bears, the South by the New Orleans Saints, and the East by the Dallas Cowboys. The best record in the American Conference so far belongs to the Kansas City Chiefs at 10-2. The Pittsburgh Steelers top the North. The Houston Texans lead the South. The East belongs to perennial favorite New England Patriots, led by the seemingly ageless one, 41-year-old quarterback Tom Brady, who was honored to hear a fan in California rescued a jersey he had worn from wildfires.
You know, we feel like lose a game and you feel like, man, the whole world's caving in, but it's really, you know, keeping things in perspective, you realize there's a lot of people dealing with a lot of things that are very tough. And just to be able to provide support, I think, for us as athletes is pretty cool and important.
Several more teams are in the hunt, either to challenge for a division title or secure a wild card playoff berth. Likely out of the picture is the Green Bay Packers at 4 wins, 7 losses, and a tie. Following the team's stunning 20-17 loss to the Arizona Cardinals, Packers president Mark Murphy decided to fire longtime coach Mike McCarthy.
I really felt that change was needed, and kind of Mike's tenure had run its course. I think we needed a new voice, and you know, it happens in our league.
Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers was disappointed as he remembered many comeback seasons with McCarthy.
The great times, obviously, you know, winning Super Bowl together, going on a run in 2009 after being 4-4 at the halfway mark. Obviously, what we did in 12 after a slow start, and 16 being 4-6, and a lot of people calling for his head then, and running the table all the way to the NFC Championship game. And we accomplished a lot of things together, and have a lot of great memories to talk about down the line.
The team's interim head coach, Joe Philbin, said he's not looking at the final 4 weeks of the season as an audition for the head coaching job. College football has a clearer path to the national championship with 4 teams in the playoffs. Top-ranked Alabama plays number 4 Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl December 29th, while that same day, second-ranked Clemson faces third-ranked Notre Dame in the Cotton Bowl. Alabama coach Nick Saban is not thinking about winning a record 7th national championship just yet.
You're always focused on what's right in front of you, not something that's happened in the past or even something that could possibly
hopefully happen in the future. And I think you got to play these games one play at a time. And it's important that every player on the team have that kind of focus.
Alabama is again building an undefeated season, which Saban said.
You always have challenges of, you know, who's going to step up? Is that guy going to be able to play effectively for you? Are the other players on your team going to have confidence that that guy can do the job well? And how's that going to affect the chemistry of your team? We've had those kind of challenges throughout the season, and I think we've handled them well.
Clemson coach Dabo Swinney is also riding the wave of another undefeated season.
13-0. It's just been a special year. It's been a historic year.
Clemson just won a record-tying fourth straight Atlantic Coast Conference championship, a decade after Swinney became head coach.
10 years ago, this was an emotional night for me, very emotional night, because I got the opportunity to be the head coach at Clemson on this day. And 10 years later, it's still an emotional night for different reasons. But it's just amazing the journey that we've been on.
Like the other three teams in the playoffs, Swinney says Clemson has achieved most of what it set out to accomplish this season.
You know, we got one goal left, and that's to try to win our closer. And we'll go to work on that right away.
The winners advance to the national championship game January 7th in Santa Clara, California, in the home stadium of the NFL's San Francisco 49ers.
I believe I will not coach again.
College football coaching great Urban Meyer is stepping down as head coach of Ohio State.
My goal has always been to make this one of the premier and most comprehensive programs in America. We've worked extremely hard to make the great state of Ohio, the university community, including our alumni and former players, and Buckeye Nation very proud.
Meyer is a relatively young man, 54 years old, and is now twice retired from stress-related illness. He first left after winning two national championships in six seasons at Florida. Returning to coaching, he built a 7-0 record against Big Ten rival Michigan, won four conference titles, and another national championship. His decision to leave now was largely based on recruiting new players, many of whom were asking how long he would be coaching.
If you sign a scholarship and the coach decides to leave after that, they're free to go. So this was, and people say, well, why would you let recruiting get in the way? That's a silly question. And the honesty to recruit, I didn't want to mislead recruits.
Overall, Meyer has built an impressive 82-9 record with one more chance for a win.
I look forward to working with our staff and players in preparing to play Washington in the Rose Bowl. It's always been a dream of mine and many of our coaches and players to compete in the Rose Bowl, and it's going to be an honor to represent the Big Ten Conference in that game.
Thanks, Jim. That's my VOA colleague, Jim Stevenson. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Now let's go to Malawi, where bodybuilding and bodybuilding competitions have long been regarded as a male-only activity. But 33-year-old Doreen Kumbatira is changing that perception. Kumbatira is the only female bodybuilder in Malawi to be actively involved in competitions and has made a name for herself in fitness circles. As Lamek Messina reports from Blantyre, Kumbatira's aim is to win medals during international competitions.
What's up? Yeah, you're already sitting. Ah, you guys. Come here. Come here. Snowy, sit. Sit. Good girl.
Doreen Kumbatira never intended to become a professional bodybuilder when she first began working out in a gym 3 years ago. An avid cyclist, Kumbatira says she went to the gym simply to build her strength and confidence. But then she had a realization.
I saw that there are other avenues in bodybuilding, especially for women, like competing for fitness shows. And that's how I got more interested in bodybuilding, to see what else I can do with it.
Now Kumbatira has become Malawi's only female competitor in this male-dominated activity. Standing 175 centimeters tall and weighing 72 kilograms, Kumbatira takes part in men's local contests. And in October in South Africa, Kumbatila was among the contestants in the Gentle Giant bodybuilding show. She came in fifth out of the 8 female contestants in the bikini fitness category.
And I was very excited about that, and I've learned a lot from that experience. And next year, I'm sure I'm going to do very, very well.
A single mother of one child, Kumbatila owes her love for sports to her father, Precious Kumbatila, a former national football team goalkeeper who used to take her on his training runs when she was a child.
We could climb the stairs at Kamuz Stadium 20 times, up and down one, up and down two, until you do 20. And we used to be very physically fit, eh? As young people, yes, we were okay. So probably she take a little bit of those genes from me.
Even though Kumbatila seems to have broken the glass ceiling, many Malawi gyms remain male-dominated. This is largely because women fear bodybuilding will make them lose their feminine appearance, something Kumbatila discounts.
I still have my feminine curves. I still look like a woman. So it's because of that. As women, we don't produce that hormone, and we cannot look like men.
Malawi's National Weightlifting and Bodybuilding Association plans to engage Kumbatila to promote its sports development program. Harold Mayangana is its general secretary.
We'll be moving around with her just to have a talk to some of the women who may be able to join the sport, because we have seen that other women, they are there, but they are shunning.
Kumbatila supports herself with the money she earns from baking, graphic designing, and architecture, a field in which she earned a degree. She is now working on various projects to raise funds to participate in more international competitions next year. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blanta.
Thanks, Lamek. And stay strong, Doreen Kumbatira. Flex those muscles. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. I mentioned the Major League Soccer Cup final on Saturday earlier in the show. Also on Saturday, the draw for the 2019 Women's World Cup football tournament will be held near Paris, France. For the draw, the 24 teams will be drawn into six groups of four each. Africa has three teams in the Women's World Cup draw: Cameroon, South Africa, and reigning continental champion Nigeria, which won its 11th African title 5 days ago in Accra, Ghana. The United States is the reigning Women's World Cup champion, and the American women will be aiming for their fourth world title overall in France. And if 2018 is any indicator, the USA will be tough to dethrone in France. The American women were unbeaten this year, winning 18 matches and drawing two. The 2019 Women's World Cup is scheduled from June 7th to July 7th, and it will be played at 9 venues in France. The French women will host the opening match against an as-yet undetermined opponent on June 7th in Paris, and the final will be played July 7th in Lyon. Meanwhile, World Football's governing body, FIFA, has named 27 referees and 48 assistant referees for the Women's World Cup. The three African referees selected are Lydia Abebe of Ethiopia, Gladys Lengwe of Zambia, and Salima Mukensanga of Rwanda. FIFA also named four African assistant referees for the 2019 Women's World Cup in France. They are Bernadetar Quimbira of Malawi, Mary Njoroga of Kenya, Lidwina Rakatoza Finoro of Madagascar, and Quincy Victoria of Mauritius. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Just ahead, my VOA colleague Gwen Uden will have some news about the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
In Olympic news, officials of the 2020 Tokyo Games have announced proposals to beat the city's heat. Joining us with more details is my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. This year, temperatures in Japan rose to a scorching 106 degrees Fahrenheit. And with the Tokyo 2020 Games set to run from July 24th to August 9th, there's cause for concern over the city's ability to protect competitors from the sweltering summer heat. Organizers toyed with several ways to beat the heat that included introducing daylight savings time. But on Wednesday, committee president Yoshiro Mori formally announced a proposal that the men's and women's marathon will have an earlier start time than previously scheduled. The proposal comes under the recommendation by an expert medical committee that warned performing in extreme temperatures could lead to death from heat stroke. Organizers are concerned about the health of the spectators, too. John Coates is the chairman of the IOC's Coordination Commission of the Games. He says measures have been taken to ensure the protection of the fans when temperatures rise, but those precautions come with a cost.
We'll have to have more shade as spectators are waiting to go into to be checked for checked ticketing and entry. There'll have to be more medical resources available in the open areas in case of problems. So it's those sorts of things. There's a list of about 20 precautions. They're not going to be free.
In fact, the cost has increased pressure on the Tokyo 2020 budget. Organizers are set to announce version 3 of that budget towards the end of the month that will include the costs of heat-countering measures. But John Coates says he's confident the operating budget will break even.
There's still some way to go in sponsorships to balance the operating budget. And there's still the ticket revenue to be achieved. But I'd be very confident that it will be a balanced budget, which in effect means that the operating costs will not cost the taxpayers anything. And so the Olympic movement, the Games, will have provided all of the revenue for the operating costs.
And he added the health of the competitors and the fans remains a top priority.
In previous Olympics, we've studied it and we've got to Athens, 36 degrees. So it will continue to be front of mind for us and the organisers, and front of mind for the teams that are coming here. And we'll do everything possible to ensure that they're not competing at risk.
The proposal would also affect the start times for rugby and cycling events and must first be approved by the International Association of Athletics Federations. Tokyo 2020 organizers hope to have a decision by the end of the year. I'll keep you posted, sports fans. Sonny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America.
They're playing basketball.
In National Basketball Association action Wednesday night, the high-flying Toronto Raptors improved their league-best record to 21-5 with a 9-point victory over the visiting Philadelphia 76ers. The AP's John Letherby reports from Toronto, Canada.
A 35-point fourth quarter made the difference for the Raptors in a 113-102 win over Philadelphia. The Sixers started the final 12 minutes, taking the lead by one, but then Toronto went on a 9-2 run and couldn't be caught. The loss spoiling a game-high 38-point night from Jimmy Butler, who went 15 of 27 from the field. Kawhi Leonard led the way for the Raptors with 36 points.
I try to perform every night. Said this before, if you try to turn it on versus the good teams, it's very hard to do that. Got to do it on a nightly basis.
Jonas Valanciunas chipped in off the bench for Toronto. He had 26. The Raptors are now 20-2 in their last 22 meetings against Philadelphia. John Letherby, Toronto.
Thanks, John. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. On a busy night in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks won big at home, even though they were missing one of their best players. The AP's Chuck Freeman reports from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
The Bucks were without a key starter, yet rolled past the Pistons 115-92. It was learned an hour before tip-off that Chris Middleton would not play for personal reasons, but fellow guard Eric Bledsoe stepped up and matched a season high with 27 points, 18 of those in the first half. Coach Mike Budenholzer says Bledsoe set the tone for the blowout.
Just in half-court situations and his ability to drive and get to the paint, really felt like it kind of gave us that little edge early that, we were able to maintain. I thought he was great.
The Bucks were up by 11 at halftime and never let the Pistons back in the game after they started the third quarter with a 19-4 run. Blake Griffin had 31 for the Pistons, who lost their second straight after a five-game winning streak. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
Thanks, Chuck. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. In a rematch of the 2018 NBA Finals, the reigning champion Golden State Warriors scored an easy 129-105 victory over the host Cleveland Cavaliers. Stephen Curry made 9 three-point shots and finished with 42 points, 9 rebounds, and 7 assists for the Warriors. Golden State rolled to a win in its first visit to Cleveland since winning its third NBA title in 4 years in June. The teams have gone in different directions since that championship series. The Warriors are once again expected to contend for the trophy, while the Cavaliers have one of the NBA's worst clubs after superstar LeBron James left the team and joined the Los Angeles Lakers in the offseason. The loss was Cleveland's 19th in 24 games, while Golden State improved to 17 victories and 9 defeats. I mentioned LeBron James. LeBron had 42 points Wednesday night, including 20 in the fourth quarter, to help lead the Lakers to a 121-113 victory over the visiting San Antonio Spurs. In Orlando, Florida, the Denver Nuggets posted their 7th consecutive victory, beating the Orlando Magic 124-118 in overtime. My favorite NBA team, the Washington Wizards, waved their wands and clipped the wings of the host Atlanta Hawks 131-117. All-star guard John Wall did not play for the Wizards, away from the team for personal reasons, but his backcourt partner Bradley Beal picked up the slack with game-high totals of 36 points and 9 assists. In New York City, the Oklahoma City Thunder edged the Brooklyn Nets 114-112. Paul George with a big game for the Thunder, 47 points, including 25 in the fourth quarter. And that wraps up the December 6th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Justin Thwaites. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, I'm Douglas Simpoga, host of VOA's Reporters Roundtable. Join us every Thursday as we discuss important African topics and events. I'll have a panel of African journalists and expert guests to discuss the topic at hand. We take a deeper look at important African news topics. That's Reporters Roundtable every Thursday at 17:30 UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica at voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
This is Science in a Minute.
Scientists have theorized that normal matter, things that can be seen or touched, makes up only 5% of the universe. The remaining 95% is said to be composed of invisible, mysterious, and so far theoretical dark matter and dark energy. While neither have actually been directly observed, scientists say they think the two are what causes the movement of stars and galaxies. Scientists from Oxford University are now proposing a new theory that unites dark matter and dark energy into one single phenomenon. A model developed by the scientists likens this combination to a fluid with negative mass, having a type of negative gravity. In other words, if you were to push something with negative mass, the object would move toward you instead of away from you. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
The 2019 Voice of America calendars are in. This year's calendar features a variety of scenic photos that capture the beautiful byways of the United States, including magnificent photos of California's Big Sur Coast Highway, West Virginia's Highland Scenic Highway, and even the Cato All-American Road in Maine. Tune into Border Crossings and call to request a free calendar.
Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC. VOA.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts, covering African news. Tune in on top of each hour, 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information. This is